Today is our second installment of our senior sermon series. Is that where you want it, Coop? It's a joy. We had a couple weeks ago, Chelsea's been encouraging Cooper now as they have encouraged one another through their each other's journeys through the last 11 years. And so, let us have it, boy.
Okay.
Today in our lessons, we hear what is personally for me my favorite section of the Acts of the Apostles. And it's a section that I don't think enough people really talk about. But to explain what I like so much about this section of Acts, I'm going to have to give you a little history lesson. I promise I won't go too deep, but just some concepts that everyone needs to know. In the Old Testament, there are commandments and there are the rules. Breaking the commandments were a sin. They affected the soul, while the rules were societal expectations in service of making sure that the people didn't become unclean. That was of the body, of the physical body. Now, these rules come from the book of Leviticus. I imagine this is where all of the really weird rules that you hear about in the Bible from time to time come out, about not eating pork or shellfish, not being able to mix fabrics, not being able to work on Sunday, not being able to be in a room where a woman is menstruating. All of these rules come from Leviticus and are about being unclean. Now we return to Acts, and we have a whole bunch of clean people asking Peter why he went and ate with those who were unclean. Now, eating with someone in this time period was huge. It doesn't have the same societal ramifications as it does in modern society. So this was a big deal. And I have to wonder if Peter connected the mindset of these members of the first church with the story of Jesus. Having these holy men come to him and say, why are you going out and doing these things with these unclean people? And just like Jesus normally does, Peter tells them a story. He tells them of a vision that he had while praying. This giant sheet comes down from heaven and he sees just a multitude of animals. And God says, kill and eat. To which Peter responds, nothing unclean or profane has ever touched my mouth. And then God responds with this line that I absolutely love. What God has made clean, you must never call profane. This happens 3 times to show the symbolism of its importance. And then a group of men show up to Peter, and the Spirit tells him, do not make a distinction between us and them. That is the Holy Spirit directly telling Peter not to make a distinction between those who the Jews saw as unclean and those that they saw as clean. You really got to wonder what changed in those thousands of years between Leviticus and Acts. It's almost like God sent someone, a servant, to make us clean. In today's gospel, when Jesus gives us his final commandment, love one another as I have loved you, so must you love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. When the members of the first church ask Peter why he eats with the others, the uncleans, he explains to them through a story that Christ's love has made them clean, and you must not call them profane. The love of Christ found these unclean men as the Holy Spirit and found them as it had upon us at the beginning. As the Spirit said, there was no distinction between these original 12 who followed Jesus and these men that societal expectations had called unclean. As the openly gay son of a priest, I have heard many brothers and sisters in Christ tell me that I am unclean because of the old law. They, like the members of the church and the gospel, can't imagine Christ's love extending to an other. And just like the gospel, they are often silenced and put in their place. I am here to put all of us in our place today. Everyone, all of us, including me especially, have people that they consider unclean. What the gospel and the lesson today says is that we need to go out and find them. Do not call them profane. Show them that they are clean through Christ's love. Love them as Christ did and as Peter did, as we should. And it is by this that everyone will know that we are his disciples. Amen.